Good morning to the press that is arriving. Just a heads up, any of you received a message when you signed on saying that this call may not be recorded? Ignore that message. This call will be on the record and is open for recording. So again, if you are hopping on and saw a message when you signed on to this call saying you can't record, ignore it. We want you to record. We want it to be on the record, and we ourselves will be recording. So yeah, just want to provide some clarity on that. This is an on the record call and mics are hot. So. We will be beginning in about 30 seconds. We'll be kicking off at about 8:34, excuse me. All right, we will now begin recording, and you all may begin recording as well, as this is on the record. So,
recording in progress.
All righty, and let's begin.
Good morning, everybody. Oh, go ahead, Matt.
My apologies, Senator. My apologies. Good morning, everybody, and happy Tuesday. Welcome to today's press call hosted by the Republican Party of Wisconsin. I'm Matt Fisher, Communications Director for the RPW, and I hope you're all having a good start to your week. Joining us today for this call are U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde, Congressman Brian Steil, and Chairman of the Republican Party of Wisconsin, Brian Chimay. I'd like to thank you all for joining us on today's call to discuss Vice President Harris visiting Milwaukee today to reboot the dysfunctional Democratic presidential campaign. We look forward to taking a few questions as time allows at the end of today's call. As a reminder, everything discussed on this call today is on the record and may be recorded. It's on the record and may be recorded. I'll now turn the call over to U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde. Welcome to the call, future Senator. The floor is yours.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody from rainy Wisconsin. Another rainy day here. Obviously, Vice President Harris is coming to Milwaukee. I think there's real serious questions that need to be asked of Vice President Harris. Obviously, she purportedly been working closely with Joe Biden over the last 3.5 years and has seen his decline. Look, all of you who are on this call know from the rumors that have been coming out of Washington, D.C. for a long time that Joe Biden has been in decline, that he wasn't capable. And yet, Vice President Harris and the Democratic establishment hid that from the American public, as did Senator Tammy Baldwin. So I think hard questions need to be asked of Vice President Harris. When did she know that the decline was happening with Joe Biden, that he wasn't capable of running for the presidency? And if he is not capable of running for the president, then he is not capable of being the president. As I said on our last call, the most important role in the world is the president of the United States of America. They establish policies for this country, economic, foreign policy. They have to make critical decisions in a crisis. And the president is in charge of the nuclear codes. So if he's not capable for running for president, then he is not capable of being president. So I think those questions need to be asked, and they need to be asked of Senator Baldwin as well. Secondly, now that Vice President Harris has been put onto the mantle of the Democratic Party to be their nominee by a group of insiders, namely Nancy Pelosi, and a few others, then real questions need to be asked of Vice President Harris's record. Like Senator Baldwin, she is one of the most extreme liberals that when she served in the U.S. Senate. She has supported getting rid of private health insurance by employers and by unions, and the expansion of Medicare for All, Bernie Sanders' $32 trillion expansion of Medicare. And by the way, just yesterday, CBO, Congressional Budget Office, put out a 10-year plan that said Social Security will be bankrupt, will be exhausted of funds, as will Medicare, and that they're projecting almost $2 trillion in deficits for the year of 2024. This presidency, Joe Biden, with Senator Harris's, Vice President Harris's support, has bankrupted our country, have racked up more debt in the last 3.5 years than our country's first 230-year history. The interest costs on our debt now is $1 trillion a year. The head of CBO was just talking about this, that it's unsustainable, and that now the interest cost on our debt is bigger than our Defense Department budget. These are very serious issues. They are warning the American public and Congress how serious they are. And I hope you and the press start focusing on this issue and asking those hard questions. So I think it's time for Vice President Harris to state her opinions on a whole host of issues. We only have 105 days between now and Election Day, and a lot needs to be discovered about where she stands on critical issues that will affect this country, as does Senator Baldwin. I want to be very clear to all you in the press. If I tried to dodge debates with Senator Baldwin, you would attack and eviscerate me. If I wouldn't have answered the question whether I supported President Trump, you would have attacked and eviscerated me. And yet she has avoided that question after she's called Joe Biden, one of the most accomplished presidents in generations. A week later, she wouldn't even answer the question whether she was going to continue to support Joe Biden. She has dodged and ducked on every single important question that's being asked. She won't debate me, and that's what democracy is supposed to be about. I have been given one debate at the end of this election process instead of the usual standard three debates. Heck, she won't even do a debate in her own West High School where she graduated from. I graduated from Madison East. She wouldn't even respond to her former high school. That's how bad she has become and fearful of my campaign. So I think she needs to be asked tough questions. Does she support these policies that Vice President Harris has supported in the past? And where does she stand on these issues? A lot needs to be done in this next 105 days to be discovered about Vice President Harris's plans for this country and Senator Baldwin's plans for this country. So I'll stop there and turn it over to Congressman Stile.
Thanks, Eric, and thanks for everybody being on this call. The insiders and elites of the Democratic Party have made Vice President Harris the presumptive nominee. The Democrats can change who the figurehead of the party is, but their policies remain the same. They continue to be the party of open borders, allowing drugs and fentanyl to come into Wisconsin, killing countless individuals. They remain to be the party of reckless spending, running inflation across this country. Everything's about 20% more expensive than it was when President Biden and Vice President Harris came into office. And if Vice President Harris becomes President Harris, we will see four more years of the policies of the Biden administration. Vice President Harris is coming to Milwaukee to rally her base. What she's not doing this week is working to actually secure the border or showing up when Netanyahu speaks before the joint session of Congress. Her decision to not show up when Netanyahu speaks to a joint session of Congress in her role as president of the Senate is wrong, and it sends the wrong message to our ally Israel. Vice President Harris is wrong on a whole host of policies. When she's coming to Milwaukee, what she should do is come with me to a checkout counter at any grocery store to talk to real Wisconsinites about how her policies, how the policies of the Biden-Harris administration have been clobbering families for over 3.5 years. At the end of the day, I'm confident voters will see through this. Will recognize that four more years, the Biden-Harris policies would be a disaster for Wisconsin, and they'll elect President Donald Trump. In particular, Donald Trump will win the state of Wisconsin. Appreciate you hosting this, Matt. Look forward to the questions. Back to you or back to Brian Schimming.
Yeah, Chairman Schimming, the floor is yours.
Yeah, my thanks to Eric Hovde and Congressman Stile for jumping on this call today. Look, folks, she was put on the ticket by Joe Biden 4 years ago To put a solid liberal on the ticket with him. She, in fact, was rated as the most liberal member of the United States Senate. And we've seen that play out. 8.5 million illegal immigrants pouring over the border when she was the named border czar. Kamala Harris supported defunding the police in San Francisco, Mayor Garcetti's plan to cut $150 million from the police department's budget, a ban on private health insurance, no to school choice, a ban on fracking, freeing violent criminals who are in prison for a reason. So there's issue after issue after issue. where Kamala Harris is not in sync with the people of Wisconsin or the people of America. So I think we need to look at these issues and just think about this. 48 hours ago, less than 48 hours ago, Joe Biden was still the nominee of the Democratic Party. He steps away in what, as far as I'm concerned, was a coup within the Democratic Party to knock him off because they off the ballot because they knew that he could not win the election. That's the reason this is happening. And as Eric Hovde said, this isn't a question of whether Joe Biden wanted to run for president again. He wanted to run for president again, but he was stopped by the powers that be in the Democratic Party and replaced by Kamala Harris. It was literally comical yesterday to hear my colleague on the other side of the aisle, the state Democratic Party chairman, talk about how they had rushed out to get commitments from almost 90 of the Democrat delegates to their convention. Think about what that says. There were two reasons why they were doing that. Number one, Kamala Harris was going to be in town the next day, today, and they wanted to have a show of strength for her, but also to make sure nobody else got involved in this primary. What happened to all this talk 2 days ago about how they were going to have this open process and maybe mini primaries and all that? This thing was as rigged as it gets. Let's be honest here. This whole situation with pulling Joe Biden back as the nominee and putting Kamala Harris, who's in town today, in as the new nominee for the Democratic Party was rigged. And frankly, not just against Joe Biden, but to Democratic primary voters and to the people of this country. Kamala Harris has never won ever a single presidential primary or caucus ever. And she is the new nominee of the Democratic Party. And she's probably one of the most liberal nominees they've ever had in the history of this country. So we look forward to the opportunity to contrast Donald Trump against Kamala Harris because we'll see what happens the next several days. I think the Democrats are expecting some bump for Kamala Harris or whatever. But when the truth gets out and people realize who she really is, and by the way, Kamala Harris's favorables are as bad as Joe Biden's. So they are exchanging one bad candidate for another bad candidate and hope that the people of this state and this country don't notice where she actually stands on the issues. And we look forward to that discussion.
And with that, I will now open the floor or the Q&A portion of our press call. If you have any questions for our panelists today, please put them in the Q&A portion now. I will give everyone on the call about 45 seconds before we'll start asking the questions to go ahead and type in those into the chat at the bottom of the Zoom screen. So yeah, fire away. All righty, let's get to our first two questions. The first is for you, Eric. The first question is, how will you reorient your campaign away from tying Baldwin to Biden now that he is not running?
Look, Vice President Harris owns the Biden record. As Brian stated, she was the border czar. They just had a report that she hadn't even been to the border in over a year. hasn't met with most of the senior officials overseeing the border. So as you know, something I've been talking about from the beginning of my campaign is the fentanyl crisis. We're losing over 100,000 Americans every year. 108,000 last year, 112,000 the year before. It's the number one leading cause of death of 18 to 45 year olds. It's poison that is created in China, shipped over to the drug cartels, reformulated and brought up over our southern border. She owns that. She wants all the crazy spending bills, has supported every single one of those. You know, I spent a lot of time in Milwaukee and in the Black and Hispanic communities. Crime is a major issue in Milwaukee. And so I find it ironic she's going to Milwaukee. And I think she has to answer some real tough questions, like she supported getting rid of cash bail. They're trying to position her now. She was a former prosecutor, so she was tough on crime. And the reality of it is she is taking very radical positions now on the left. And Senator Baldwin, you know, has to own what the Biden and Harris record has done. So, well, you know, Senator Baldwin supported Joe Biden and his policies, as Brian talked about, have driven up your food prices. You know, I don't care if it's the cost of eggs, cost of butter, go to the meat section. I mean, it's unbelievable how much that has increased. Housing costs, you name it. And how about, you know, all of you who are on this as reporters, have you looked at your car insurance bill? Have you looked at your homeowner insurance bill if you own a home? So, you know, they own the inflation. So as far as I'm concerned, Senator Baldwin, who has supported and voted for all the things that Joe Biden pushed through that had the help of Vice President Harris, it's the same policies, the same agenda. So, you know, as far as I'm concerned, Biden, Baldwin and Harris are now Harris, Baldwin and Biden. It's going to be the same thing. Thank you for your question.
Congressman or Chairman, any follow-up there? Or
Only to say, I especially now with the new with the new essentially effectively a nominee on the Democrat side, I do not know why Tammy Baldwin, a 12-year incumbent who's been in politics for almost four decades, won't agree to more debates with Eric Hovde, including Eric and I are both fellow Madisonians. I went to West High School. I do not know why Tammy Baldwin, in the relative safety of Westside Liberal Madison, would not go back to her own high school and debate Eric Hovde. It's crazy. And if you need a recent example of why this is the case, it is Tammy Baldwin's jumping back and forth the last couple of weeks on the Biden question. I mean, it's embarrassing. So she's been around long enough. This is not an amateur. She ought to be able to stand on the stage with Eric Hovde and talk about the issues of the last several years, including inflation, the grocery store, the gas prices, the border. I don't know why she wouldn't do it, but it's a pretty big question that she ought to answer for the vote. Not for me or not for the people on this call, but for the voters of this state who deserve to
Okay, I think we lost Brian there for a moment. Let's move on.
No, Matt, let me just finish off on that.
Yeah, certainly.
Since Brian was pixelating. Look, again, if I was running from a debate, all you in the press would be all over me. Senator Baldwin's whole campaign from the start, and I predicted this right when I made my announcement, and if any of you were there, watch my speech. I said she has already been pursuing the path of political destruction, misstating the truth. She doesn't want to get on a debate stage with me because she can't answer the questions that she is supporting. She doesn't want to have to deal with the real issues of what a campaign should be about. What should a campaign be about? Two candidates standing in front of the voters and you, the press, talking about their policies, what they stand, how they're going to make this country better and improve the lives of the people of Wisconsin. She doesn't want to talk about her record. She wants to throw mud and confuse. put up ads that have no factual basis. Again, I would say to you in the press, if I was doing the same thing, calling her, you know, not from Wisconsin. And by the way, I am amazed that the lack of interest by the press of the fact that her partner in New York is a wealth manager to the uber wealthy in the private equity set, that Tammy Baldwin takes money from big pharma, big tech, a lot of special interest money, which I have sworn off. And none of you have gone into the conflicts of interest that exist just because she's not technically married. Well, she lives in New York a fairly substantial part of the time with her partner, and who helped her buy her multi-million dollar condo in Washington, D.C. So again, it's interesting that people have been quiet in the press about the completely false attacks on me. Every single person in the press knows I never lived a year of my life in California as a resident. And yet that ridiculous story got perpetuated. Thankfully, I think it's come to a complete end. But I could go on with issue after issue that you haven't pointed out. And yet at the same time, there are glaring issues with Senator Baldwin that haven't been brought up. So she doesn't want to get on a debate stage with me for one simple fact. Those issues will come out. And that's why she's punted the debate all the way to October 18th. It's kind of the Fetterman strategy. Wait till the very end of the campaign after a lot of early voting has already happened, so she doesn't have to stand there and address these questions. And hopefully she'll skate by with a few days left in the election before, you know, whatever happens in that debate will get known to the rest of the people of the state of Wisconsin.
Awesome. We have one more question. This is from Scott Bauer with the Associated Press. For you, Chairman Schimming, do you think that Vice President Harris is easier or more difficult to beat in Wisconsin than Joe Biden would have been?
I think it's likely the same, perhaps for different reasons. But as Eric Hovde pointed out, Vice President Harris is Joe Biden the sequel. That's the truth of it. Is that she owns his record. They've been with each other every single day of his presidency. She owns his record, but her personal record in the US Senate, I think, is fair game because it gives us a picture of what she was really like before the handlers from the White House got a hold of her. So her reputation is very well established in Washington. And the rest of the country will know more about her as we go through the coming weeks and months. So I'm going to this race as race for in 4 hours ago.
Any follow-up, Congressman Style? Or
I think it's thanks, Matt. I think it's important to note that Vice President Harris is simply a continuation of the Biden-Harris administration. The policies the Biden administration have moved this country backwards. And so I think when we have a unique opportunity in this election to really have a contrast in policies, and uniquely, we functionally have two incumbents running against each other in the sense of Vice President Harris is a continuation of the Biden-Harris administration. President Trump was obviously in office for 4 years. But when you contrast the policies, the contrast couldn't be greater. You look at the secure border we had under President Trump. You look at the wide open border we have from the Biden-Harris administration. And very clearly, Vice President Harris was the border's czar. What do you get with Vice President Harris? An open border. And so I think the contrast in policies that we discussed in Milwaukee at the GOP convention remain the same, despite the fact that the Democrats have replaced the figurehead of the party. The elites and the insiders of the Democratic Party have chosen Vice President Harris to be the new figurehead, but the policies remain the same.
And Eric, any last words on that before we close?
No, I think Congressman Style addressed it succinctly.
Perfect. Awesome. Well, thank you everyone for joining us on today's call. That concludes our Q&A portion, of course. Before we wrap things up again, if your question was not selected, please reach out to me at mfisher@wisgop.org. That's M as in Matthew, Fisher spelled F-I-S-H-E-R at wisgop.org. And we will work to provide you with whatever you may need in regards to your questions, inquiries, or the like. Thank you again for joining us on today's call. I hope you have a great rest of your day. And take care, everyone.
Thank you, everyone.
Recording stopped. Bye.